I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Kicking the Habit. Moms tell us their stories at a special graduation that's heard on the street. But now it's time for our weekly check-in with the Mocha Moms. We turn to them every week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Last week, we talked about what kinds of home-based businesses might suit stay-at-home moms. We got this idea from listeners who wanted to know how they could generate some income while staying at home. This week, we're going to continue in that vein with a new report released by the Pew Research Center. It states that 6 out of 10 working moms in the U.S. would prefer to work part-time as opposed to full-time or even staying at home. That's a big change from 10 years ago, when just under half of working moms saw part-time work as ideal. Why might this be? Are women changing, or are jobs not changing fast enough? These questions are familiar to our guest mom, Joan Williams. She is director of the Center for Work-Life Law at the University of California, Hastings. She joins us from her office in San Francisco, along with our regular Mocha Moms, Jolene Ivey, co-founder and a mother of five, Davina McFarlane, member and a mother of three, and Shelley English Figaro, president emerita of Mocha Moms and a mother of three. Welcome, moms.
Hey. Hello.
Now, Joan, the survey does not ask why women say one situation over another is ideal. So what is your theory about these findings?
My theory is that if you look at the hours of a full-time job over this 10-year period, they have risen sharply. The pressures on men, almost all of whom have full-time jobs, have increased so sharply that mothers are left to pick up the pieces, which makes full-time work far less feasible for them. I think in the past 10 years, a group of women have really come together and said that it's really important, the work that moms do in the home, and that a key part of feminism is to value that. I think there's a downside as well, and that in the past 10 years, there's been a real speed up in what we consider to be the ideals of motherhood. What sociologists call the ideology of intensive mothering, where 10 years ago the ideal of mothering was much less likely to be taking your child to 16 lessons and 14 tutors. So I think that's a sort of a downside to what's the causes that are producing these numbers.
And finally, Joan, before I bring the other moms in, the reality of part-time work, this survey didn't ask whether women were working part-time. It asked them what their ideal was. Is this partly because the ideal is just that, an ideal? It's not really that available, or is it? Are these women living this reality, or is this just something they wish were the case?
Well, I think it's the wish. And in fact, if you look cross-culturally, part-time jobs are much less available in the United States for moms. And good part-time jobs are even less available in the United States. In many European countries, part-time work is standard for moms. Part-time work in the U.S., unfortunately, is very often stigmatized and paid much lower.
Let's go around the table and talk about this and how these findings strike each of you. Davina, do you want to start? You are a full-time stay-at-home at the moment. I know we've talked about the fact that you, as a former teacher, are considering at some point using those teaching skills again, but in a more flexible way than going back full time. Are you living your ideal right now as a full time stay at home mom?
Right now, yes. And I intend, when I do go back to work, to kind of keep one foot in each world, so to speak. So I would be working part time, so that would be my ideal. And at home, you know, for me, full time while my children are in school. Just because, again, you know, that whole validation, I need some outside source of, you know, to make me feel good. When you do have something outside of your home, you do have that.
Well, why can't you work part-time now?
I don't want to. Simple as that. I am doing exactly what I want to do and in my time. So when I'm ready to go back to work, whether it be part-time or full-time in the teaching profession or in some other capacity, it will be exactly what I want to do at that time.
Jolene, I want to ask you, what do you make of the fact that the attitudes of women surveyed changed over 10 years, that more women thought full-time was the ideal, almost two-thirds think part-time is the ideal now?
I think that full-time has, as she was saying, as Joan was saying, full-time has expanded so much that what was full-time, what is full-time now is so many more hours than it was years ago. I don't know what part-time is. For an attorney, if you're only working 40 hours a week, that would probably be part-time. One thing I thought it was interesting in the study is that 30% of at-home moms wish they were working part-time. And as a person who was home full-time with my kids for years and years and years, it was only the last couple of years that I started thinking, you know, it would be good to have something else for that validation, for that paycheck, which is also validating. It's only been the last few years. But when my kids were really little, I really felt that being home with them was the best thing I could do. And I'm really happy about that.
Shelley, what about you? Are you living the ideal?
I think some people might think so. I work from home. I'm an attorney. So I really relate to what Jolene is saying. Part-time for an attorney would be absolutely 40 hours a week. You get stuck on that mommy track and you'll never make partner.
So even part-time, even though it's remunerated at a level that a lot of people would think is pretty nice, it just isn't worth it. Like the effort-reward ratio still doesn't work.
Right. I mean, I think we have to sort of differentiate between a part-time job and a part-time career. I think a part-time career is a lot more difficult to come by. A part-time job you can get at Sears or Walmart, frankly. But a part-time career, I think it's really difficult for professional women to really find that.
This is Tell Me More, and we're having our weekly visit with the Mocha Moms, and we're joined by Joan Williams, the director of the Center for Work-Life Law at the University of California, Hastings. You know, this has been written about a lot in the media, particularly in sort of, you know, elite media outlets like the New York Times and so forth, where they focused a lot on upper-income women professionals who are increasingly opting out. And it's been portrayed as these women kind of have a new attitude about being a parent or... But the ratcheting up of the hours just has not been part of the conversation. And I'm just sort of wondering why we're just hearing about this now, Joan.
There has been no dramatic rise in the number of women staying home. The Pew Report picks up is that around 1995, there was a leveling off of the flood of women into the workplace. That's the real story. And again, I think the real story relates to the hours of full-time, particularly the hours that men are working. And one really interesting aspect of this study that I feel confident in saying nobody has picked up is that only one quarter of dads give themselves the highest marks as parents. And that really reflects the fact that dads fully understand that they're out of the house too much.
That's interesting. Does this resonate with any of you?
Well, you know, I'd have to say that my husband worked a million hours a week for a long, long time. And it's only been since I became very busy with what I'm doing that he has been forced to come home and be there with the kids more. And I find that he likes it, and they like it too. Now, their expectation, the children's expectations of what their father's going to do versus what I'm going to do drives me crazy, because if their father does the least little thing, he's a hero, and why haven't I been there to do every little thing for them? So that makes me nuts, but we're all adjusting, shall we say. My husband didn't know where the kid's pediatrician was, didn't know where their friends lived, I mean, nothing, and now I'd say he's pretty well-versed.
The survey says that Black mothers are more likely than whites to say full-time work is ideal. That's interesting. Shelley, what do you think?
Well, probably because a lot of Black women have always worked. I mean, historically, we've had to work to put bread on the table. So the option of being home has not been one of our options for very long.
And the idea of being dependent on somebody else is not as appealing.
Especially not a Black man, because traditionally, they haven't been around. Mm-hmm. So for us to put all of our financial confidence into another person, a Black man, is unusual. And for a lot of women, unthinkable. And so that's why I think that study says, you know, Black women would say, well, of course I would work outside my home. Is there any other option?
And that's really why Mocha Moms exist today.
Absolutely.
And down to our last minute or so, what are there... changes in attitudes? Are there social supports that you and the research you've been doing that you as either an advocate or as a professor would like to see to allow women to have more of the balance that they seek. Not just women, I think men too. From what I'm hearing, a lot of men aren't that thrilled with the way their work and family lives are balancing out. So what do you recommend, or what would you like to see?
So the Center for Work-Life Law works very hard on creating real options for people. One is to make full-time a 40-hour week again. And the 40-hour week for highly trained professionals is basically dead. It's also dead for many people in good blue-collar jobs. The second thing that we work very hard for is part-time parity, so that people can have part-time jobs that pay proportional wages, proportional benefits, and aren't stigmatized. A lot of moms you find go into part-time jobs, and then they simply throw up their hands because the work is very low paid, and it's grunt work.
Davina, we've talked about the fact that as a teacher, there are some options for you when you choose to accept them. Do you know other people who have done that kind of work, and how does it feel? Does it feel satisfying?
When I first came home, I did work part-time for a short time in retail, totally outside of my field. And it was very satisfying. And I think that is an option for a lot of ladies. A lot of people, just you can go in and get a retail job without a whole lot of experience. The downside is it's not very high paid and it's not high skilled work. And you don't get that same kind of validation that you would get if you were doing something within your career.
You would if you let us get your friends and family discount. But the question I have for you, Joan, is that, is this still primarily an elite conversation? Is this still primarily a conversation for women who are college educated and have so-called professional careers to begin with? Are women who are not in those positions still likely to be face sort of precarious economic circumstances no matter what they do?
Well, in fact, the group of moms most likely to be out of the labor force are in families that earn from $10,000 to $40,000. So this is not just a conversation about the elite. That said, moms are most likely to be out of the labor force if they're in the top 5%. But your basic college-educated woman is much more likely to be working outside the home and much more likely to be working full-time. So the conversation as we hear it in the media is really quite distorted.
That's good to know. Shelley, final thought from you?
Well, what I was going to say is that I think that in families with incomes up to $40,000, between $10,000 and $40,000, I think the reason that a lot of these women are home is because childcare costs so much money. So
right.
They have two children. It doesn't make sense to pay someone else to take care of your child when you can't even make that much in your job.
Sure. Jolene, final thought from you?
Part-time job is definitely insurance, and I think that insurance against whatever might happen in your life, it could be divorce, it could be death of your spouse, it could be anything. So I can see definitely the value in part-time work.
Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us. Jolene Ivey, Davina McFarlane, and Shelley English Figaro, the regular Mocha Moms, they joined us from our studios here in Washington. We were also joined by Joan Williams. She is a distinguished professor at the University of California at Hastings. She is also the director of the Center for Work-Life Law at the university, and she joined us from her office in San Francisco. You can find out more about the Mocha Moms and Joan Williams on our website at npr.org/tellmemore. Ladies, thank you all for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.